Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Kids, you tried your best, and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I know why I've waited, and know why I've been blue, yeah. 'Cause I've been waiting here for somebody, baby. Ah, yeah, exactly like you. Uh-huh. Why should we spend all of our money on a show or two when nobody makes those lost scenes, honey? Ah, exactly like you. Now you make me feel so great. I wanna give this world to you. And you make me understand these foolish little dreams I'm dreaming and schemes I'm scheming, yeah. I know why my daddy taught me to be true, yeah. 'Cause he was keeping me here for somebody, somebody, somebody exactly like you. Now you make me feel so great. I wanna hand this great big wide world to you. And you make me understand that these foolish little dreams I'm dreaming, and oh, schemes I'm scheming, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know I'm my daddy, yeah. The man taught me to.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Den Alltag Ärger überstehen kostet sehr viel Kraft. Wer Stunden hart geschuftet hat, ist jedes Mal geschafft. Wer stand dann nicht einmal aus? Ja, dann sucht man sich ein Lokal, wo man sich wie zu Hause fühlt und seinen Kummer runterspült. Freunde treffen, reden, trinken und trotz aller Sorgen fröhlich sein bis in den frühen Morgen. Diskussionen, Streit, Versöhnung in vertrautem Rahmen. Jeder wird hier gleich begrüßt mit Namen.
Heck, word says he had sound and then it disappeared along with the chat. Now the chat's back, but he got no sound. Hell, man. It's Ricky low rent rinky dink outfit. Well, we'll proceed. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week or so, I guess, and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Teeter Totters and Tater Tits. We, Possum Hour, thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Red Fannied Baboon. Threw a curveball at you. Just made that up. Fanny Baboon. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley, pine for his misbegotten youth. Oh, it's going to be a sad one. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribbling as guest fashion designer and registered sex offender, Buffalo Joe Krong, creator of the reverse muckluck. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster spills his guts and then requires surgery to put them back. And on Friday, Friday starts the busy Christmas season. I'll be working. Well, it's a work. It's a rinky-dink week's worth of rinky-dink worthwhile time rinky-dink wasting. Guarantee. Oh, wait. Here we go. We got another possum. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Ladies, tonight when your dog comes home tired and irritable after a hard day chasing automobiles and biting mailmen,
spruce up his spirits with a plate full of steaming, melt-in-your-mouth Barquick dog biscuits. Yes, Barquicks are easy to make with new Barquick, the all-purpose dog biscuit mix. Costs but 3 cents a serving. You simply empty the contents of one box of Barquick into a large bowl, add 2 pounds of butter and a quart of heavy cream.
Then stir until it has the texture of one box of Barquick mixed with 2 pounds of butter and a quart of heavy cream. Fold in 1 pound of chicken fat and 3 pounds of porterhouse steak. Cut in 1-inch squares. Form into octagonal triangles. Place on a buttered pan and put in an oven heated to 423 degrees.
2 hours later, when done to a crisp tar color, remove, and you have a treat fit for a dog.
Simple? Quick? Yes, yeah, so simple and quick, you almost laugh to yourself. And inexpensive, too.
Yes, Barquick is available at your grocer's. Insist on the original. Barquick, spelled B-A-R-K hyphen Q-U-I-C-K. In the familiar red and purple package with the skull and crossbones on the cover.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah.
Hello, Pops.
Alright. Possum Hour says, suck it.
It sure
it's
does.
It's time!
Alrighty. There you go.
Love
We're
the Bob
track.
And Ray.
Bob and, you know, they just don't travel well, you know. I think they're hilarious.
I think they're great, yeah.
But the kids these days, they don't get Bob and Ray so much.
Oh, deadpan humor.
Deadpan is correct, sir. I remember my first exposure. I was in riding in the automobile with my granddad, and we were on Long Island. I guess it was a Sunday or something, and they had a radio show. Like, oh, this is funny. Listen to this kid. And I always trusted him on humor stuff, you know. Grandpa knew the funny.
Grandpa knows.
So how you feeling, pal?
Doing all right.
Yep. Good, Good.
My first day without the bandage on it, so my stomach feels a little weird.
Yeah.
A little bit of a gap that I'm not too happy to see, you know what I mean? You think the stitches will be nice, you know, but no.
Nah.
A little vagina going on there in my tummy.
Yeah, yeah. So what'd you do for thanks, what do you call giving there?
Well, I worked until 3 o'clock.
Did you?
Yeah, and I had my sister, I had my nephew bring a little care package from my sister over to the house, and I had that at home.
Did you get a little extra kern for the holiday effort?
No, not really.
No?
But I loved it. I loved being there.
I know. You enjoy your work. Was it pretty dead?
It was. Did about $200, but still. I don't know if he was happy with it, but I am. People have forgot their cigars on the holiday, you know? Good to be open. Should have that reputation of being open.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. I tell them every holiday but Christmas we should be open. Fuck holiday.
I had steak for Thanksgiving.
There you go. All right.
And the thing was as thick as your head.
It's huge.
Very well done. Done perfectly. You know.
Nice.
Rare on the inside. Beautiful, beautiful piece of meat. I got to dine with both sons at once.
Oh, nice.
What do you know about that? Yeah.
All
pretty
right.
Cool, man.
There you go. Good. Good for you.
Red letter day. Oh, and Hope will be interested in this because he hit me to a cheapo TV at somewhere, Walmart, I think.
Yeah.
So I was gonna blow it off, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, man, it'd be nice to get a new TV for the wall, you know, because I got the big one hanging on the wall, you know. Want to replace that. And so Bogey's coming over Wednesday, so I looked up before the show. What's a black Black Monday deal?
Yeah.
I'm getting the 4K. Going to pick it up tomorrow.
Uh huh.
Bogey's going to help me put it up Wednesday. Be in there, man. 4K.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
Things are coming together.
Oh, man. What a waste of money. But it's only...
Watch the Woody Allen movies now.
Fuck, man. You know, all those old TV shows are going to look...
The channels, man.
Speaking of rinky-dink, all those old TV shows are going to look rinky-dink. Like Rifleman? It's going to be a joke. See the backdrop flapping in the wind and that kind of crap.
You're going to see all that.
Yeah, yeah. I like when they're riding off into the distance and you know there's like a curtain like, you know, 10 feet ahead of them.
I like it when you can see shadows of the trees in the sky.
Yeah. I want to catch some outdoor shots where they have airplanes flying by and shit.
That's right. One thing I've always looked for. I always try to catch an airplane.
4K, man. Daniel Boone was a good one for that, apparently.
Yeah.
Because I caught a couple, and I didn't watch it that often. Oh, by the way, in the German cheers, it's not Norm. Yeah. It's Helmut! Helmut!
I love it.
Helmut! All right, so shall we blow something up?
Yes.
I've got a new one, man. Very cool.
Big.
Where's my background? There it is. What did I blow up, though? It's been like a few days. Oh, okay. I looked at the Billboard 100, top 100.
Yeah.
I figured, well, if it's a recent song and it's popular, it probably sucks, right?
Exactly.
I'll stick there. So, This one is on the charts currently. It's from this summer's smash hit, Barbie World.
Oh, geez.
Or no, is it just Barbie?
Yep.
So I guess this was in the movie Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Christ.
See? Singing with the old... Oh, and Ice Spice. I don't know who Ice Spice is.
Ice Spice.
Nicki Minaj, holy crap. You talk about a brick shithouse. My goodness sakes. I'm looking at the video going, holy jeez. Anyhow, blowing her up. Her and Ice Spice. This is Barbie World, and they just took the old song by the Aqua people, and it's a Barbie World. And they just, you know.
They hip-hopped it.
Hip-hopped it. There you go. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
All right. And now we're going to blow it up for them. Here we go.
Good.
And now for something completely different.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie.
What?
Hold up.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still wanna party. Pink girl like I'm ready to bend. I'm a prince, I'm pulling a chain. Boy, down the face, sticky. Oh, what a pretty dance. Girl, what a pretty dance. Red, but it's just me when I'm in LA, Rodeo Jazz. I'm in New York, Madison Ave. I'm a Barbie girl. Pink Barbie, green house. I'm a big drink. I'm yelling out like the scream house.
Somebody that, you know, you had some a brief interaction with or something on there, you know, you kind of liked them. They're good people.
Yeah.
It's their birthday.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever go, you know, before I write happy birthday, I'm going to check to see if they're still alive?
All the time.
Yeah. I did that the other day, and son of a gun.
Uh-huh.
Well, it passed earlier this year.
Did you unfriend
old
him?
Man. What?
Did you unfriend him?
No.
Yeah, I do. So I don't get
really?
Caught next year. Yeah. What the fuck? It's someone I really don't know that well.
Yeah. For a while we had a joke going where I had her as my sister or something on my relations.
Right.
She's a nice gal. Met her through the James Drury shit.
Okay.
She was a Virginian fan. Nice old gal.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, she's... I wonder if she's still kicking.
Yeah. If I check them all.
Well, I'll remember next year.
There you go.
I did, I liked something on the, I went to her page and then I liked something, or, you know, tribute to her or whatever.
Yeah, good, cool.
Yeah, well.
But, yep, we're getting there, man. We're getting to old age. We're there. We're kicking.
Good times, huh?
We're kicking.
Hope says he doesn't know whether to keep dead people as friends or not. I could see your logic, though.
Yeah.
You don't want to...
I mean, if I don't know them, well, yeah.
Wish them happy birthday when they're, you know, what do you call, croaked.
Yeah, that's a little on the creepy side, yeah.
Well, it's...
But, yeah.
Just weird. I kind of want my kids to take my page down.
Yeah. That's what I'm going for.
Like, leave the instructions... Delete the page.
Leave it up for long enough. Uh-huh.
Anybody gives a shit about you, you know that you're a crook.
The beautiful thing about life is just that it just continues with or without you. So fuck it. You don't have to be in there forever.
It's so fucking true. Yeah, so
pass
fucking
that baton. Let others go in there. There you go.
Yeah.
Find the exit. Get out.
What a great subject, eh? Well, they are the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Ah, sweet Alice.
Indeed. Thanks for coming. She said hello to you when she got in.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
There's Dr. Cake. Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And rounding out, Canadian contingent, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect here. Hope
he's pouring himself what is that brand? He likes the rum. He likes the Captain Morgan.
There you go.
Having a whack at a Captain
Morgan. Blaster.
I tell you what, man, I gotta stay away from the booze, man.
Yeah.
If I just have one whack of scotch, I feel it the next day. Like, I feel like shit. Oh, yeah, I had a whack of scotch.
Oh,
it only takes
shit.
One, too, man. Yeah.
No shit, really.
I've never been a booze drinker, man, really. Just, dabble.
Yeah.
Beer guy. I like my
wish
beer.
I was
like
a dabbler.
Well, I drink too much beer, though.
Yeah, the beer is what did it for me, yeah.
That's a fact, man. That's a fact, Jack. Thanks for coming aboard. And there's G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet. Not a big drinker, but he likes those...
energy
fireball.
Drinks. Yep.
Fireball. That's his booze go-to, man.
Okay.
He's eating some cheese popcorn right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he says he's still got the same bottle of Fireball he opened last year. That stuff's not bad, really.
No.
I mean, it's, it is what it is. It is, as they say on the baseball blogs, it is what it is. Yeah.
You heard wrong.
Say, coming, GT.
GTO.
Oh. He likes the Fireball and the energy drinks, but not mixed together.
Boy, that would be something.
His little Fireball and the energy drink chasing.
A little monster. Fireball, yeah. A little monster. A little rock star. Whatever that's called.
I'm down with that, man. Nothing wrong with a chaser. Nothing at all.
Nope.
Little
Boilermaker.
Like, if I'm out of beer, I'm probably not going to have any, like, whiskey or anything like that, man. Just need something to chase that shit down, man. All right, GT. And there's Ope. Other
Ope.
People's eyes. Also Ope. Not a huge drinker.
There you go.
Here I am, big time drinker. Everybody around me is on the wagon. Including Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister.
I'm going to be 25 in April.
Wow. Oh, coming up on 25. Yeah, that's crazy town, man.
Yes, that is.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you, sir.
That is something
quite
to
make
be
it.
Proud of, man.
Yeah. I just got to make it.
Yeah.
Never,
you gotta live
never out of the woods, baby. Never out of the woods.
Yeah. You know what I hate is, like, it used to be like you'd get something weird, a pimple or some shit or a rash, and it'd go away in a week or two. It would, you know. No, it seems like anything you get, it never leaves anymore.
Nope,
it
it's there. It's a part of you. It's a part of you.
I'm this fucking nasty rash. A weird little pimple, like, right under my eye today. And I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, it's got to be a
I had one right above my eye a couple years ago, and it wouldn't go away forever, man. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? Life is just a bunch of shit that happens, man.
Ain't
okay,
that the truth?
You know what? I don't have a sound effect. I've got plenty of sound effect. All right. We'll pretend that this is the phone ringing.
Okay.
We're letting the caller on.
All right.
You there, caller?
No. I'm somewhere else.
All right.
No. Caller is not here. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's somewhere else.
No caller.
I had to go somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I got too damn famous. I got too damn famous around here, and now I got to go.
Okay. Well, bon voyage.
Uh-huh. It works out.
How in the hell are you fellas?
Yeah,
we're just
doing
Dandy,
good.
Man.
Well, uh-huh.
He's fine. I'm Dandy. Works out.
Right. He has pimple on his eye. Well, he's fine now.
Pimple on my
eye. I hate it when that happens.
All right. Well, just did the roll call.
Hey, everybody in the Possum Lounge. I can't be there. I don't know how to do that anymore.
Yeah. It's college level shit, man.
That's because you're not here.
It's Boosie Brain.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we'll wrap it up here with the first. This is the first portion of the show. See?
Roger.
And then we wrap it up here. We say, Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. Oh, introduce yourself, caller.
Yeah. What is this?
Man, I get called everything. How about
one.
Charles or Levi?
Charles. It is.
Okay.
is it? Charles what?
Sir Charles.
Sir Charles Levi?
That's
like it.
Yeah, that'll work.
I work.
Sir Charles Levi.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, there they are. The Possum Lounge.
Yeah. With your super host, Commodore Zed.
As the Beaver.
I can't find the damn link. Here we go. Thank you. right. Whoa.
Okay. Okay.
I'm having chest pain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. That was awesome. Everybody loved that in the lounge, man.
Yeah.
Now, is that Zydeco?
That sounded like Zydeco, yeah. In fact, I think it was.
Because that was one of you, that was a suggestion of urine.
Fried catfish and Bible sold here.
That's pure possum, baby.
Zydeco. Yeah, sound like a Zydeco. You got me wondering now. It did sound like it.
I think it is. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a big blues movie. Yeah.
It's like the difference between rap and hip-hop, you know? It's like shades of gray, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Like, with Cajun and reggae and the whole Gulf of Mexico thing there. You know, Caribbean flying down there. Yeah. All right. How's that?
Does anybody need a possum? Because I've been catching them all summer out here.
Nope.
Oh,
I'm good. I got one living in my shed. That's enough for
me. There you go.
I got plenty.
All right.
He's living in the shed. And the groundhogs are under the shed. So is the raccoon under the shed. I don't know who else is under the shed. There's a whole bunch. They're having a party under that shed.
I was trying to catch a raccoon to make me a cat with, but I just caught possums.
They're mean little fucks, man. Watch out for them. So do groundhogs, man. Possums are kind of nice.
They're lovely.
Yeah, they're all dangerous if you get them cornered.
Yeah, sure.
Well, they die on you. They play dead on you.
Okay.
They're
all a coma.
Zydeco is a music genre that evolved in southwest Louisiana by French Creole speakers. It blends blues, rhythm and blues, and music indigenous to Louisiana. Yeah. Louisiana Creoles and the Native American people of Louisiana.
There you go.
Yay, natives.
Thank you, Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect comes through.
You know, do you listen to any podcasts?
Me, no.
Like talky ones, you know? Not dumb ones.
All
like
day.
I do this one. There's one on YouTube's pretty good. It's Dana Carvey Dana Carvey and David Spade.
Okay.
And they interviewed dudes that were on Saturday Night Live with them and shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Or guys that have been on Saturday Night Live. And those so far I haven't heard a dud. They're all very cool. It's called Fly on the Wall.
It is. Did you say it was Black Talk Radio?
No, it's on YouTube.
YouTube one. Okay.
You can probably get it on wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Except Blog Talk.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was struck.
But no, anyway, I was listening to one. I said, oh, this one's got to be interesting. They had Mike Myers on. And it was interesting. But, man, both Dana and David are very experienced at doing podcasts.
Uh-huh.
So they don't fall into the... When I started talking on the thing, I would say, you know. Mike Myers was just leaning on the... Know what I mean?
Like Jesus. That's horrible.
Every sentence ended with, know what I mean? It's a little different, but that still does. There's a guy on there that I agree with him, and I like his commentary, but he just so much I can't listen to him.
Yep.
I go, shut up. Okay.
It's all right, but after a while.
Figure out what the fuck you're saying, dude.
Yeah. I told you that's the one thing that annoys me about Woody Allen. He's an intellectual. When he does interviews, he's like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does, you know what I mean.
Yeah, he does that a lot, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was just very funny because is Dana Carvey still relevant? Ford, yes, he is. I love Dana Carvey. He's funny. I posted on the Undercover was from his show, which was insane. But it's funny that out of those guys, Adam Sandler had the most success, you know?
Yes, I don't understand how that happened.
And he was certainly not the most talented of them.
Yeah.
I think Dana Carvey was, and, well, Phil Hartman, but unfortunately, Mike Myers, Canadian. Mike Myers is worthy of success. He's a talented dude.
The biggest thing I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving was not listening to that Thanksgiving song by Adam Sandler. I didn't hear it.
I should have had it queued up for you.
Guy is just not funny.
Yeah. Which one? What are you talking about? I don't even remember it now.
What, Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving Day song?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanksgiving Day song, yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that the Happy Hanukkah, am I thinking of? I thought he did a Thanksgiving Day song, too. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're right. Pretty much everything he did gets on your nerves, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving. The only thing that was good was, Lunch Lady. And that was good because of Farley and that skit.
Lunch Lady, man.
Pretty good if you like co-stars.
I
like the co-stars in his movies.
Oh, yeah.
I like the co-stars. Keisters. All right, man.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. I've been listening to old, Never Bobo Republican podcasts. Kind of interesting. These guys are like,
good.
You know, it's like listening to the captain of the Titanic, you know. Well, water's about up to my ankles over here. about knee high now.
Exactly.
All right. For quickie?
Sure, lay quickie on it.
Rip it.
Facebook has become a giant pain in the ass. I know you agree. You know you do. Stop. Good God. Enough already. Stop changing.
Got a spot on my own on the net. I set it up and invite all my friends. I work for hours posting pictures and such. The next day it is all messed up. It's f***ing Facebook. Sucks! It's f***ing Facebook. Nah, 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 nah. They wreck my page with their constant changes and I hate them. But I can't stay away. So I start all over again. Except now I'm missing about a half my friends. I'm clicking shit, I don't know what it's for. For something fun, this is quite a chore. They got a chat and a scrolling wheel. Can't find my post, hey, what's the deal? Don't want your timeline, leave my life alone. Tagged in a pic where you can see my phone. It's f***ing Facebook. They wrecked my page with their constant changes and I hate them, but I can't stay away. It's Facebook. They wrecked my page with their constant changes and I hate them. It's Facebook.
I'm thinking about going back to MySpace.
Going back to MySpace. Book rule double. It would have been a triple if they hadn't have bleeped out the F word, man. I hate that.
So do I.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Understand it.
Because they're wimps.
Wimps. Pussies.
Wimps. Pussies.
They're fucking wimps. Fucking wimps.
Pussies.
Ford
thanked Possum Hour from all the Canadian possums.
There you go.
Feck
Possum
Hour.
Hey, Canada.
Yes, that was your contribution, Monsieur Prefect. You sent that, I think it was when the shit went down with the stupid Canadian controversy there.
Well, they're trying to keep the Canadians away from false news. They're trying something. It's not racing,
I started
though,
like,
but, you know, just trying something.
Every time I saw something from a source that I knew was nefarious, I just blocked them.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got like a million blocked sources of fake news that I don't have to ignore them because they don't come up on my thing. So.
There you go.
But it takes some time, and I just don't have the time for it, so what the hell.
I know those Canadians are way ahead of America on one particular new industry, for sure.
Yeah?
That would be?
Cannabis. Cannabis.
They've been growing their own for a long time. Yeah.
They're way, way, way ahead of us.
Uh-huh.
It's not that easy to grow good shit, man. I know that.
That's what
whether I... Whether or not it'll be legal for me to do so is up to our feckless leader here.
I think it probably ought to be. I think I heard something about that recently, maybe after the first of the year. I don't know.
Well, they passed, we voted for it, and
right.
Passed like 60-40. But the governor made some announcement, you know, and then in 30 days it'd be cool, but the governor's like, we're going to look into this and fuck with it because there will be no fun.
He wasn't appointed by the orangutan fella, was he?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's got a little orangutan in there. The small ones.
There you go.
Apple Cheeks says, yeah. All I hear when I go outside are my neighbors out there smoking pot and hacking nonstop. Hilarious.
There you go.
Hilarious. All right,
exactly.
Man.
Hey, you could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Ooh, okay. I wanted to treat you to something spatial tonight for the 3 minutes you'll never get. So I looked up the worst song ever.
Oh my god.
Now you'd think that's so subjective though, right? And this happened to be for whatever, well, you'll find, I mean, you listen to the song you realize. But somebody decided that this particular ditty by the Hager Twins. Do you remember the Hager Twins from Hee Haw?
Yeah, I do.
They're kind of balding dudes, and they always wore their hair over their ears, and they looked exactly alike. They were skinny and wore their shirt open. Yeah. So anyway, this is the Hager Twins singing their whatever song. Their latest release on the Soupy Sales show, which I totally missed that. I missed the shit, man. Kind of regretting my whole life now. But I never saw the Soupy Sales show. But here it is. 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Hey, it's guest time. And here are a couple of friends of mine that you've seen for years all over the country in concerts and certainly from the great hit show Hee Haw. Without further ado, here are the Hagers. Yeah!
wad of dough. When he flops it on the table, makes it flat and round, and parts it with a ladle of tomato sauce. Spreads it real thick and sweet. Yum, yum. He gets a big fist full of mozzarella cheese, and he spreads it around with some anchovies, green peppers and onions and mushrooms and a little ground beef. And then he slaps it on the shovel and slides it in the oven with tender love and care. And then he dances around while the tongues hang out and the smell of heaven fills the air. Oh, tell me. A tall Oklahoma dancing beats the man. Make me the juiciest pizza in the land. Hey, I'm no penny pitcher, but give me that big 16-incher. Whoa, whoa. Make it to go. Tullahoma dancing beats a man. Tullahoma dancing beats a man. Oh, well, we stayed in the booth for less than a quarter of an hour, and out of the oven like a giant sunflower, it comes all steaming and bubbling with this groovy cheese. Oh, well, he takes his round knife and he cuts it in slices, and he puts it in a box and tells me the prices are $3.99. I gave him a $5, I got a $1 in change. Well, I was tempted to eat it on the front seat. It smelled so good I could hardly drive. I said, excuse me, please, but I gotta have a piece of that scrumptious pizza pie. Here you go.
I'm getting hungry too.
The Tullahoma dancing pizza man. Make me the juiciest pizza in the land. Hey, I'm no penny pincher. Give me that big 16-incher. Whoa, ha, make it to go. The Tullahoma dancing pizza man. Tullahoma dancing pizza man. Tullahoma dancing pizza man.
Yum, yum. I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Now, Ford informs us.
That was way more than 3 minutes. It had
to. And it was good.
Ford says,
I liked it.
We lost the Hager twins.
Oh, no.
Yes, they both died in 2009. Rest in peace.
Together?
Separate occasion?
No, that's what I asked. No, eight months apart.
Oh, okay.
Always reminded me of Hager Slacks, you know?
Yeah.
Hager twins.
Part of that song that got me was the pizza was $3.95. Oh, that was 1969?
Yeah, probably.
I guess it may be, yeah.
Yeah. Anybody, no delivery, no Domino's yet.
Right.
Everybody, both Dr. Cake and Ope thought it was too good for 3 minutes.
It was good. I dug it.
The big 16. That big 16-incher, man. I think that's why he thought it was the worst song ever. But it really was.
Is that a burrito? I thought he was talking about pizza.
There you go.
It was pizza. He's the dancing pizza man.
Right.
Dancing pizza man.
All right. We got science. We're starting off with science. So get your thinking caps. Kitties.
Yay!
The moon will reach peak illumination at 4:16 a.m. Eastern Time tonight, according to NASA.
All right.
Okay.
right.
And it will be November's full moon, also known as the Beaver Moon.
The Beaver Moon.
Tonight.
Now, is there a possum moon? There should be.
Nope.
I don't know.
No.
You know. You gotta love a beaver moon, you know?
Woo-hoo! Uh-huh. Nice beaver moon.
The possums hide in the full moon because they think it's daytime.
Ah,
there you go.
Probably
okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want to enjoy the Beaver Moon, oh, it's coming out. I didn't read that other part. There's also between now and, what did it say? December 24th, we will have periodic meteor showers. So
bring it on.
If you can get away from the city lights, you will have some sky watching tips here. The old sky watching fun.
You know, there's nothing I really like better, I don't think, than a nice full moon with my beaver.
There you go.
Well, that's what Ford said. He once had a girlfriend who did a beaver moon.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, Apple Cheeks, 4:15 a.m. Eastern Time. Eastern Standard Time. As it were. All right. Well, that's science. So have some fun. You know, I wish it wasn't so cold. I'd go out and look, man.
Yeah.
I can drive out the country in about 20 minutes or so.
Shit.
Find a good place to watch.
I have to go all the way outside and see that.
I grew up in that, man. That's beauty, man. When you walk outside, you see all the stars.
Yep.
That shit. All right.
Hard to beat.
The animal world, a lobster was caught in Maine. I think the Republicans are going to be bringing this up in Congress tomorrow. They're going to be up in arms over this guy.
Yeah.
They caught this lobster. He was two colors, right? He was blue on one side and orange on the other side, right down the middle. Right down the middle. You know what else? He had both sexes.
Oh.
Yeah, man. So they had a contest. They named him Bowie for David Bowie because he was androgynous and mismatched eyes. So, yeah. Anyway, they're leaving him. They're leaving him under observation to see if he'll fuck himself.
Yeah, why not?
They want to see if he lays eggs and fertilizes them and just cuts out the middleman.
Yeah,
kind of fun.
I think that's great.
How does he know what bathroom to use?
That's the thing. That's what Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be addressing tomorrow in the session of Congress. That'd be Governor DeSantis. The all winners squad over there. Okay. This is a weird. A 3.5 foot Hegu lizard is back home after wandering the Texas streets. It's kind of a sad story, though, man. Because, this family had this lizard, and a lot of times it'd hide in the closet, so they thought it was hidden in the closet. And they didn't even, check or anything. And some reptile expert had gotten a hold of it, so, and he's like, hey, dude, So they got it back, but it's they aren't pets. They're lizards, man. A dog is a pet. Cat is a pet.
Let him go see the world like he's supposed to.
Lizard. Yeah, exactly. They're Texas. They can have some fun. I don't know about fish. Fish are kind of captives. I don't know if they're pets.
They're captives.
Although I had some fish that were interactive, like they would come to the glass and you talk to them and stuff.
Fish are
probably
real
fish.
Crinkling. Let us the fuck out of here, you bastard.
Feed me.
Yeah. That's what the little... I just went a little grommy, it was called. He got all excited when I'd come home because I'd feed him. And one time, he always jumped to the surface and he'd hop out of the water. One time he hopped the whole hell out of the tank. He's flopping around on the ground. And, picked him up, threw him back in the tank, and he's sitting there going, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. It was funny, man.
Don't do that again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he calmed down after that. Here, a man, this is really weird. A man tried to scare off these magpies. Okay, so this is in Australia, South Wales, Australia. So he thought he'd build an owl. Because, you know, you put up a fake owl.
Yeah.
It'll scare some critters away, keep them from whatever. So anyway, I guess they're supposed to scare off the magpies, but it was such a weirdo-looking sculpture that the magpies weren't afraid of it, but they kind of stand in front of it and chirp and talk. And
make fun of it.
Well, no, he said they treated it like it was like a god. It was the magpie god. Yeah, they were worshiping this fake owl until the storm came out.
Because they're wise-ass magpies, right? Aren't they?
Well, they were eating cat food. This is why you have to feed the cat inside, I reckon, man.
You ever see a horse fly? What was that Disney movie? Dumbo.
That part kind of gets shunned these days, man.
Kind of a little too black.
A little too racial stereotypical. But the fear off. They got some footage of a bear breaking into a car. And then starts off with this cop, right? And he scares the bear out of the car, and the bear runs away. And then he goes and shows in the car, and he's destroyed the interior of the car. Not a good idea to leave your car unlocked.
No.
Bear kind of. Especially if you got some food in there.
Place now.
Yeah. Yeah. The bears.
Bears are brilliant.
They are. Oh, they had this whole thing. The bear's like trying the handles on all. There was two cars there. He's trying the handles on both cars, and then he finally finds one open on the truck, and he goes in there and starts fucking shit up. It's weird. And they walk on their hind legs, which is weird.
They had to retool all the national parks out west because bears learning how to get in people's shit.
There you go. I'm not kidding, man. We're not kidding about this bear crisis. All right.
Hey, moves.
What do we got? It's time.
All right.
For the world records. Baby geniuses. 2-year-old becomes the youngest member of Mensa.
Yeah.
Wow. Kentucky girl. Oh. Youngest ever member of the high IQ society, Mensa. My oldest sister's in Mensa.
Oh.
I never took the test. I felt it was beneath me. It was a show off. I swear.
How does 2-year-old get in there?
I don't know, man. She had good comprehension or something. I don't know, man. She knocked it out of park.
You're off of one of those sites that you blocked.
This is the world records, man. How about this one? A human calculator breaks world record for counting letters in sentences. This is crazy town, man. They show this guy a sentence, and he tell you how many letters is in it in, like, 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, that could be like a Rain Man thing. Isn't there, like, a lot of people who do that shit?
It is kind of Rain Man-y.
Uh-huh.
Rain Manny Sandgan, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
Yeah. This guy.
There's a word.
Rain Manny Sandgan. A 15-year-old broke his own Jenga stacking record. Very cool. British Columbia boy. Or young man, 15 years old. Stacking Jenga blocks on top of one Jenga block. on its end. And he managed to stack, in 2021 he stacked 638, but he broke it again, and then he broke it this time with 1,840. Jenga block.
1,840.
That's fucking wild. It's a great video, man. He's stacking these blocks, man. Very cool. Don't sneeze, man. this guy was cool. Pogo stick backflip.
Oh.
The longest pogo stick backflip, 10.1 feet. So that's not easy to do, man.
No.
They did it like a high jump, you know, where you have the pole across there. First guy made it, second guy, not so much. It's like a real competition.
I was wondering, how do you practice or something like that? You're going to break your fucking neck trying that shit. You know exactly what you're doing. So how the fuck do you get to that point?
If you don't break your neck, you compete.
I can't even keep a pogo stick perpendicular for...
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right. One final one before I put me on mute and cough my head off. All right. A man walks more than 34 feet on a slack line while juggling knives. That's like walking a tightrope, see? He's
juggling knives. Jesus.
He looks like he's about 2 feet off the ground. 34 feet, 4 inches, man. Very cool.
Juggling knives.
Is that a world record?
Close enough.
Yes. Captured the world record for the distance traveled on a slack line while juggling three knives.
Good God.
There he is. Talented circus performer, Edgar Yudkevich.
All right.
You'll remember where you were.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Rodney, you know what's on the back of a poor man when he dies? The clothes of pride. And they are not a bit warmer to him dead than they were when he was alive.
Is that all you want, Steve?
All I want is to enter my house justified.
People keep on learning.
do it for Randolph Scott. I don't know what happened. It got stuck. The record got stuck.
I'm getting ready to kick the jukebox, I swear.
There you go. Everybody dug that. I'm glad, man. I was like, that's so commercial for Possum Hour, man. But I was digging it, man. It was just like all the news today with the wars and the this and the that.
Yep.
That song was just ringing in my head, man.
Yep.
Had to put it out there.
I have news. I have news.
You dug the news? You have news.
I have some.
Okay, what's that?
I got two things. I got a new side hustle, a gig on local call-in live talk drive time radio.
Nice.
Okay.
And I do a Wacky Weed Wednesday thing.
Wacky Weed Wednesday, sweet.
And I'm also engaged now, and we have no date, and neither one of us is in a hurry.
Engaged in what?
That's the way to be.
Matrimony.
No engaged hurry. To like a young lady.
Yeah, sweet.
Pardon me. Well, congratulations. Yeah, mazel tov.
Yeah,
it's
mazel tov.
It's big news because nobody thought it would happen to me.
I can dig it. All right, man. Well, that's cool. There you have it, man.
Things are coming together. For Sir Charles Levi.
Breaking.
All working out.
That's all I got.
Oh.
Okay.
The yodel tonight, man, is weird. I thought it was like a longy, but it's really a short one, man. So. I don't know if you want to do it now or save it or what, man. But it's a really weird one.
Oh, later on. That were a treat.
Now you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
You said it. Play it twice, man. It's really
short.
There
you go. And you thought it was long?
I don't know. I think I had a long one, and then I was like, oh, wait, let's do this one. It's kind of fucked up, you know? Not real long, but it's kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? I like it. Well, GT is already... There you go.
Loser. $500? Apu, wake up. I want to buy a yodel and this lottery ticket. I have this much.
Sorry, you do not have enough for both.
Oh. Yodel.
Yodel! It is yodeling time with the angry yodel. Weird man.
Yahoo!
Yeah, baby. All right.
That was obligatory applause there. That's kind of weird.
Yodel.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I play another yodel, but no.
Uh-huh. That's a stretch, calling it that.
You only do one yodel, man.
That's it. Walk away with it.
That's podcast 101 in the handbook.
It's really got to be enough.
If you're gonna go out on a limb and do yodeling, just one. Uh-huh. Just one yodel.
That's
got
right.
A limit.
All you get.
Know your limitations.
I've got two yodels, but no. Sitting on them bad boys. Another day.
He's itching to pull the trigger.
I tell you what we could do. Been a long time since we've done this.
Okay.
I know Cake's up for it. We say we rub our roasts.
Rub our roasts. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I choose a boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast. Boneless roast. Pork. I choose a cereal. Boneless roast. Boneless pork. 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 I love roast. A good pork sandwich. I choose a boneless cereal. Pork sandwich. Pork cereal. Pork sandwich. I rub my roast with 2 teaspoons of spiced salt and granulated pepper, and I roast it first uncovered in a roasting pan with a lid for 20 minutes at 475 degrees. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. When the fat is browned, I take the roast from the oven and lift it out of the roasting pan. I take a pound of pitted prunes and 2 onions peeled and cut into 8 and stir them and stir them and stir them into the pan drippings with a cup of red wine. Then I set the pork back in the pan on the bed of prunes and onions. I toss in 2 or 3 cloves and a bay leaf and I cover it tightly. The pork should roast 30 minutes per pound of meat. So for our 5-pound roast, it will take about 2.5 hours. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. I rub my roast. I choose a boneless roast. Let me tell you, the smell of this roasting should drive the most complacent family wild with desire. Somehow, the kitchen starts to smell like some wonderful magic is taking place, and believe me, it is. The prunes taste divine. Even prune haters will love them. Your reputation as a cook should take off from here. Sit back and enjoy the compliment. Boneless roast. Boneless roast. I choose a boneless roast.
Yeah, heavenly. What kind of shit is that? Vinny Price,
good
man.
Cake doctor. I got a meet the cake doctor now. That was interesting.
With the dance to Pie Man.
Sure.
It all adds up, man, in the end. I like that opening tune, man, with Aretha Franklin, man.
I missed open.
Oh yeah, that was good.
Exactly Like You. That was was like, that was the song. Like, I wanted to play that song. I'm like, man, I need to find the coolest fucking version of that song.
And you found it.
She got the nod. I think I did a made a good choice. Couldn't find one by Basie, so I figured, well.
Fun to beat the queen.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful voice, man. Nice pipes.
Yep.
Nice pipes over there. Beaver Moon tonight, 4:16 a.m. Eastern Time.
Beaver Moon.
You can get a peek at the Beaver Moon. Woohoo!
Everybody get out and moon your beaver.
That's it, baby.
Ngang, ngang, ngang. Every young boy's dream. What dream?
I'll be out there rubbing my roast. Got that right, man.
Is that pork or beef?
There you go.
I believe that's pork, sir. Yeah.
Ain't boneless.
Boneless roast. Yeah, that man. We played that one like at the very, 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 very old days, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
I never threw it away. I was like, sometime that's gonna. I think we probably played it two or three times on.
You need that for Thanksgiving.
One of these days.
I think that Stevie Wonder was a rerun. I love that song. I'm sure I probably put that out 10 years ago or something. So fuck it, man.
And y'all are old. God, you're old.
I know. Sad, man. Sheesh, man. I got like T-shirts, you know, they're like 1995 or something, you know. And it's like I'm still wearing this thing. What the fuck? From the last century. Sheesh. Oh well. I am starting to throw away. If whenever I come up against a sock with a hole in it. You're gone. No
Finally.
More will I wear socks with holes. I'm a regular Bobby Kennedy Sr. Changing the sock freak.
You should see the socks I go through. I got that horn rim toenail. They just tear the shit apart.
Oh. No, mine I just wear out the bottoms from walking. Yeah. Walking and whatnot.
Do a little walking.
Yeah. All right,
they
man.
Make dust rags.
Yeah, they do. That's what I do. And I throw them in the laundry, and then when they come through, I throw it in the dust bag, you know, the dusters.
Mm-hmm.
Rag bags.
You wouldn't know it by looking at the dust in my house. I have a very neat house, but my God, it's dusty. They're, you know, like under the furniture and shit and shelf. I mean, it's dusty as fuck. Well, I got like almost the whole month of January off, so I'll worry about it then. How's that? How's
that's
them apples?
Fine.
Man, December I'm gonna be busy as fuck starting this weekend.
Yeah, good for you.
Woo-hoo.
So we'll be able to do the show.
A lot of heads to draw.
Oh my God. I got 9 gigs in 9 days.
Oh.
But like two of those days have double headers. So it's like I got 2 days off in the middle. Still, it's like that's a lot of drawing.
That might give me a cramp just thinking about it.
Now the only thing that I'm not looking forward to is like Christmas music. I hope I'm
Oh God.
You know. Not too much fucking Christmas music. I'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I guess next week we'll start blowing up Christmas.
Hey, we got it. We're missing now.
Awesome Hour's annual war on Christmas continues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you've heard. We'll have... Oh, and our guest will be the bisexual lobster.
I'm envious of that thing.
I know, man.
You don't need anybody.
Fuck yourself. All right. I'm seeing a few. Yeah. Dip, 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 dip. I saw a funny, an actually funny thing on YouTube. So it collected a bunch of outtakes from Seinfeld that had not been in the show that I'd never seen. Yeah. Put it together kind of like it was an episode or something, but it was entertaining. It was fun to watch these. You know, the shit I'd never seen. Kind of interesting. And then I watched the Humphrey Bogart movie with that gal with the blonde from It's a Wonderful Life that walks down the street in the short skirt. And can't think of her name. Yeah. Gloria Graham.
Gloria Graham. Oh, you know, there's a movie about her that I'm dying to see. It's called Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool.
MGD. Yeah. Dude, was she smoking fucking hot?
She's very smoking hot. I always did have a thing for Gloria Graham.
Man.
And
I
just got done watching her in the greatest show on earth. That's Garland Bailey.
There was something
movie.
About the look in her eye that you were like, oh, you were a naughty girl.
I just don't even have any idea who you're talking about.
Gloria Graham, yeah. Man.
I'm not old enough.
He married Nicholas Ray and then divorced him and married his kid.
Miller Genuine Draft.
Oh, so she married her stepson.
Oh,
I think I've seen that on Pornhub.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good show.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping by, Sir Charles Barkley and Goalie Professor.
Have fun time. Fun time.
Say good night, everybody.
You possum. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Energize!
That much.
There you go.
Tommy! Did we already play that one?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. That's a goodie, man.
I would have remembered. It is a goodie.
Hey, thanks, guys. For real.
Hey, oh. Good hearing from you.
Yeah, always.
Stop by anytime, man.
Yeah, I do this thing every day now. I'm like the third wheel. Call in, they call me and shit.
Well,
yeah,
put it up on awesome undercover or something, man.
It's not, they don't
plugged.
Stream anything.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Yeah. Which is good for me, kind of.
Yeah, man. Well, send your cards and letters. Yeah, I guess I should get the show together before the weekend because I got a gig Saturday, gig Sunday. I got to drive on both of them.
Dang.
I've been whittling down the drive ones.
Yeah.
The Sunday one though, I've been doing that for like, 20 years maybe.
Nice shit.
Cool.
I know. I was married to my second wife when I was doing that because I was like freaking out over shit hitting the fan one time with the dude having lunch. Yeah, I'll probably keep doing that one, but the Saturday one I fucked up. I could have had my choice of gigs Saturday. That's the night this year.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I took one in Bunfuck. I had to drive to Bunfuck for 3 hours. Living life. What are you gonna do? All right. Well, anyways, you up for another one, Eric Sircumbi?
Oh, you know I am. You know I am.
All right, man. Mr. Charles?
Anytime, as long as
Gazaigazoon. All right, man. My favorite movie. I saw this week again. Watch it again.
Uh-oh.
Randolph Scott, Joel McRae. Ride the High Country.
I love that movie. That's one of my favorite jams.
So long, suckers!
Wait! Where are you going? I was gonna make espresso.